Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Europa League final now in Dublin, Ireland, with Liverpool the favourites to be there and win it, and Atalanta classed as the outsiders in the fight, but they have won here before, led in by Zappa Costa, and Kelleher can't keep it out. Scamacca scored again. Atalanta lead. Ketelera, here's Scamacca. 2-0 Atalanta. Well, this is an unbelievable scoreline. Scamacca plays it through for Ederson, and there's Pašalić. 3-0 Atalanta! This is a famous night, the most famous night in their whole history.
Well, that wasn't fun for me. Alas, the Europa League quarterfinals roll on today. Here's the second leg ties on the docket. We've got Roma taking on AC Milan, West Ham, Bayer Leverkusen, Marseille face Benfica, and Atalanta host Liverpool. Liverpool down 3-0 on this one after that absolute thrashing at Anfield last week. They're up against it, you know, and they're a team. Liverpool's this team that has been able to create these incredible moments of magic in European competition. You know, we look back at that 2019 comeback against Barcelona in the Champions League semifinals. You know, the difference there obviously being that tie was at home at Anfield. They came down and overcame a 4-0 deficit, which was truly remarkable. The thing is, right now, and this is just me talking as a Liverpool fan and somebody who's watched this team very closely, this doesn't strike me as a team that's going to be able to pull the rabbit out of the hat this time. They have been so wasteful in front of goal, creating chances, but just not being able to finish. And there was a listlessness in this leg one from them that I haven't really seen. They've been so good this season and always kind of finding a way to like grind out these results. And that's sort of been their mojo, like fighting back in games. But in the last few weeks, it's been a little bit toothless from them. And I think going on the road, going to Bergamo, overcoming a 3-0 result at this point.
Where's the hope?
Seems like a stretch. It's gone, Chuck. You guys sucked it out of me with your...
Docile Nico.
What's
strange with Liverpool, especially in the first leg with the team that Klopp put out, we got so used to Liverpool competing in every single tournament. Because I'm going to go back to what I said a week ago. Had this been the Champions League, Liverpool would have, without a doubt, fielded their best team. Because they can. Because they're fit enough.
Yeah.
Because they can play at the intensity that a game of that stature requires. And it does feel, given the alternative lineup that Klopp put out from the get-go against Liverpool, because he recognized his mistake, he made three subs at halftime, that there was a certain underestimation of Atalanta, and it was too late before Klopp made his subs, and it even got worse, and that might have set the tone.
I would say I would agree with you, but then I look at, like, you know, Szoboszlai and like those,
and on top of that, the players have been poor.
They're not fit. You know, I think he's still not entirely fit and coming back into full match form, and so it just didn't I don't know. I don't
Did
know.
Did you think you'd need your full team at full health in order to beat Atalanta?
No, I didn't.
I mean,
no, but your starters at least from the get-go.
Even so, the first half, Liverpool had 71% possession and completed 84%.
Yeah, they were hammering them.
Five shots, only one on target, though. Scamacca scored, and it was 1-0 at half. Atalanta had 28% possession. They didn't want the ball. They just sat, defended, and they said, we're going to play ugly, Real Madrid style against Man City. Liverpool still should have been able to do much better than what happened in that game. And then you saw the midfield get torn apart just in transition, on the counter, not marking, defend. Look at this. How is Scamacca alone? That's their only, the danger man.
It wasn't even a red shirt in the
shot. Look at the ball watching
him. That
showed me fatigue. That's fatigue.
Did you see Szoboszlai on that last one?
I saw McAllister, Van Dijk, and Szoboszlai all chilling.
He gave the ball away at midfield and was hardly running back. And I almost lost my mind on that play.
So do you think Liverpool go for it, though, in this game?
They have to. Their
best players, yeah, the most attacking lineup, and they go for it.
Of course.
They 100% have to.
You have to go for it. And I think the moment that a little bit of doubt creeps in when you're doing this incredible juggling act in Klopp's swan song, the moment a little bit of doubt creeps in, it feels like when it rains, it pours. Mm-hmm. And perhaps there was a trickle effect into the Prem when Liverpool lost at the weekend.
Yeah.
It's about, and I go back to the mentality. We mentioned how just mentally and just the tone that you set from playing a B team instead of your strongest team can affect the squad or the aura or the energy. Mm-hmm. Now, we talk about mentality monsters. We've given that moniker so much to these big teams in big moments. Because the Prem is the most important right now, it doesn't really matter as much. It feels like the expectation for Liverpool is to not qualify to the next round. But if you can win in Bergamo, and reset that tone for the rest of the season, because Arsenal's going all in.
Absolutely.
Not that they weren't going anything, but now that they have nothing else to play for but the Prem. City's going all in. They have nothing else to play for but the Prem and maybe FA Cup. But whatever.
Wow.
No disrespect.
Leagues, Cup, FA
no
Cup.
No disrespect.
Throw them out.
This is a time to turn something on its head. It's going to be highly improbable. In 132 previous instances, when the away team won a first leg in UEFA Cup or Europa League by three or more goals, the tie has been reversed in zero of those instances. Yeah. So it's Liverpool's going to have to do something that's never been
done
before.
And the thing is that I mean, how do you feel like Gasperini is going to approach this? Because, you know, they've got a three-goal lead. They could just sit back.
I don't think they will.
You don't think they will?
I don't think they will. I think they're going to be respectful to their football, where they can counter-press. You get wide and create danger and threaten. Because it would be a mistake from the get-go. At one point, they are going to sit back if they're still holding on to a significant lead or just even any lead. At one point, eventually.
Yeah.
But it would disrespect Giampiero Gasperini and his football and what Atalanta is if they don't play their football that has given them decent results in Europe.
I have a question for Charlie. When you're in a form like Liverpool are, where they, you know, they're creating these opportunities, but they're just not being able to finish your chances. Like, how do you get over that as a player? Like, what does it just take one going in the back of the net for you to kind of regain the confidence and just the feel of, and the just like, I'm gonna score here? Because right now it feels like Liverpool, every single time they get in front of net, it's like they're almost overthinking it because they haven't been going in.
It's literally repetition
and
getting the opportunity. I always say, if you're getting chances and you miss, that's fine because it'll eventually end. It's when you're not getting opportunities, if you're not generating chances, if Darwin Nunez, all of a sudden, you never see him in the box. He's losing the ball every time he touches the ball. Yeah. He's never getting a chance on goal. Then you say, all right, something else is up here. And you can clearly point those players out when you go, he doesn't fit. But Liverpool, for all that they have, you could say, man, they've had some up and down season at times in front of goal, but they're creating chances. Mm-hmm. And if it's not Darwin Nunez, it's Mohamed Salah. If it's not Mohamed Salah, it's Diogo Jota. You know, they've found
Luis
somebody.
Diaz, and then or Alexis Magalhães pulls up from distance.
Yeah.
Give me a goal, in the first 25 minutes. And then anything
can happen. And the heat is on.
Yeah.
The heat is on. And you know with Klopp's side, they're going to be ultra aggressive. When they play with that press and that passion, they have to.
I don't know. If you're Atalanta.
You cannot go into this game down 3-0 and not from the whistle jump all over them.
Yeah.
And at times be a little bit, take those risks because Scamacca's the only guy who's going to be up top. I will leave him one-on-one with Van Dijk. It's at that point where you're throwing numbers forward because you need that early goal. That's going to put the pressure on Atalanta, the pressure that you need.
Whew. I'm actually like dreading today. I get like that. Like I don't know how you guys.
No. Actually, I'm gonna holster. I'm gonna holster my Cornitos, bro.
He's holstering the Cornitos.
If you're Atalanta, you say you got an out of form Liverpool coming here with a 3-goal deficit. You don't need Cornitos, bro.
Put the Cornitos away.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.